There's one other important point, and that relates to the benefit in patients who have estrogen receptor negative versus estrogen receptor positive disease. And if one looks at the weekly paclitaxel versus every 3-week paclitaxel comparison, there was about a 30% reduction in the risk of recurrence for estrogen receptor negative disease for patients who received the weekly paclitaxel. Now, this is not compared to no paclitaxel. This is compared to every 3-week paclitaxel. And that p-value was of borderline significance. It was 0.07. If one looked at the ER-positive disease, there was about a 15% reduction. And here the p-value was not significant. The 95% confidence intervals were 0.88 and 1.51.
What about with the docetaxel?
For the P3 versus D3, actually the numbers are not in favor of the P3. I mean, the trend is in the direction of P3, but the p-values are not close to being statistically significant. And again, the disease-free survival includes contralateral breast cancer and death from non-breast cancer causes. I think we're going to get more information in this regard from the next report. We're currently analyzing the data. We certainly have more events than we had the last time, and we're approaching the number of events that were projected in the initial statistical plan. And pretty much all the patients now have been followed for a minimum of 5 years. So we plan another report that would most likely be presented at ASCO 2007, where we'll have a good amount of follow-up data on these patients, and I think we can make pretty reliable 5-year estimates of outcome.
But it's interesting in terms of this ER-positive thing that the numbers, even though you don't maybe have enough events or, you know, subset analysis, sort of correlate what a lot of people are saying, which is that there are benefits of third-generation regimens over earlier regimens in ER-positive, but they're just not as great as ER-negative. Is that sort of what your take in general is, or that there's no benefit?
I agree basically with what you said. I would sort of flip it around and say that most of the benefit that we're seeing is really in the estrogen receptor negative population, and that the benefits in estrogen receptor positive disease, if they're there, are very modest and barely detectable. I think it raises the question for additional clinical trials whether we really should be continuing to try and hammer away at estrogen receptor positive disease by altering the types of chemotherapy regimens we give. I think we have to really take a hard look at that and ask ourselves whether we should really be focusing on manipulation of endocrine approaches or perhaps integrating biological agents for patients who have ER-positive disease.
That's interesting. So your approach is a little bit more questioning the benefit in ER-positive. And we'll talk later, though, about identifying patients with ER-positive. These are very sensitive to chemotherapy with the Oncotype DX or similar assays. But in general, without that kind of a probe, I hear what you're saying. What about the issue of docetaxel versus paclitaxel? You talked about the fact that people sort of had this feeling that docetaxel had a greater anti-tumor effect. Do you think that this study, you know, sort of brings that into question?
I think it depends on the setting that you're talking about. There's clear level one evidence that in metastatic disease, docetaxel is superior to paclitaxel when given on an every 3-week schedule. I think the conclusions from our study, however, indicate that in early stage disease, that advantage does not exist. Of course, there are other docetaxel-containing adjuvant regimens that are superior to non-docetaxel-containing adjuvant regimens, for example, TAC. But I think for docetaxel to be substituted for paclitaxel in a sequential approach, which was the design that we evaluated in our trial, because of the increased toxicity that one sees with docetaxel, one would need to see a clinically significant improvement in outcome, and we were not able to detect that in our trial as we designed it.